Hello, a good morning. Hope you're all having a good weekend over there. We thank the Lord for your life and for my life and for each and everything that you've accomplished in this week. It is a weekend, Saturday, the 22nd of March. We are almost getting done with this month, and you know, we can't wait. I'd like to welcome you to your program, Know Your Land and Environmental Rights. My name is Rita Babidia, and today we are going to do things a little bit different. As usual, we know you're going to like it. So I would like to welcome our dear counsel, John Bliedari, to come and say hello to us. John.
Hi, everyone. Hope you're doing good. It's a weekend, guys. Hope you're going to chill out. Go have fun with your friends. Spend your money a little bit. I thank you guys for staying tuned in to this program. And please don't give up being tuned in to Know Your Land and Environmental Rights. And I would also love to thank my dear host, Rita, for always inviting me to such spaces so that I can share out knowledge with any other person. So thank you.
You're welcome, Counselor. It's a privilege to have you on this, all this show every now and then. Privilege. We are going in for a short break, and then when we come back, we are going to go straight away.
Breaking the silence and elevating community voices. Witness Radio, your number one choice.
Do you have any information in regards to land grabbing, or you're aware of any person who has been evicted and their property destroyed because of land disputes? Report to Witness Radio through our numbers 0414-697-221 or WhatsApp 0745-965-765, or you can report directly to our website on www.witnessradio.org. Just click on the map, follow the direction, click on the map indicating the individuals and the land being grabbed. Click on that word, report evictions. Then report any victim of land evictions. Thereafter, search for your area of residence on that map. Click your area of residence, then a red dot will indicate. Click the red dot and fill in the form, then save your input. Don't forget to attach the picture of the grabbed land in question, then upload it to send.
From that short commercial break, we are going to take you through something very new today. As I said, it's something a bit of a change, but yeah, I'm very sure you're going to love it. We are going to do a recap of the previous episodes of the week, specifically those of English. So those that listen to the Luganda version, you definitely go back and listen to the Luganda version. But we are going to do a recap of what we discussed throughout the week. So I would like to welcome our counsel so that she can take us through. Counsel.
Thank you, Rita. Like she said, today we'll do a little bit of recap. Like we're trying to, it is something new. And the reason why we're doing it is this was a request from our dear listeners. Some of them were not able to tune in during weekdays because they are busy with work.
Yeah.
So they felt like if we could do a recap on Saturdays so that they get to know what we have discussed within the week, and so that they can catch up and we'll be on the same page. So we're like, okay, that's something that we can act. I think it's not a bad idea, so we decided to jump on it because you are our bosses. So for starters, I think on Monday, for those that tuned in, we had there was a reviewing of
National Land Policy of 2024.
Yes. Yeah.
And so much was discussed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So for those who really did attend, tuned in, we hope you learned something out of, that discussion. Today, on Tuesday, we talked about the first thing we talked about is the fact that in our previous week we kind of discussed about land tribunals, but we just did it because we wanted you to know what the laws are and what the law is saying about land rights and which laws are doing what and what. but then the land tribunals they no longer function in Uganda because of financial constraints. So we just wanted to know about them, but they are no longer actually working now because there is no money to fund them or to help them, to help in the running of the land tribunals. So everything for the land tribunal was pushed to magistrates court and high court, to the courts, to settle land matters. So we discussed about, we looked at if someone has a problem with them, probably you have your rights to land have been infringed by any person. Where do you go to? What do you do? How do you start and what? So for starters, now we are looking at where to report, just in case your issues, your land rights have been violated. Where should you report to? We looked at the fact that someone has to start from police level, sorry, from LC1 level, and then you make sure you allocate, you locate local council near you, and then you tell them your issues that you have with your probably landlord, your neighbor, or with whatever transaction you want to do on land. And then the LC has the mandate to also try to settle the issues amicably. So if it fails, you go to LC2. It's more of like appealing as you go higher. You go to LC2. If LC2 fails to settle amicably, you go to LC3. We have up to LC5. If it all fails there, you go to the district land boards or area land committee to settle out those issues. So they have the right to settle issues. They more of do like
mediation,
yes, and they take you through so that they see that you settle issues with whoever you're having your issues with. So if it fails at that level, you can go to court. And then you can also report to police, especially when it comes to criminal, when the land eviction or your infringement involves criminal aspects, like probably your illegal eviction, you've been tortured during that eviction process, you've been threatened, you know. So you report to police, and police, of course, will... As the process moves, do record the matter, investigate if the matter is very serious. If it needs protection, they can give you protection. If the matter has not been settled amicably at police level, definitely it will be sanctioned to court so that your matter is heard at court level. So with court, of course, yeah, you go with a plaint, magistrate, you go with a claim. This is like a document that you know that involves your complaints, your issues that you want to be addressed, and what do you want court, how do you want, what do you want as remedy, what do you want court to work on. So with magistrate, we started with grade one, where if your matter is above 20 million, is below 20 million, you go to grade one, they will handle the matter. And if you're not satisfied with what they've done, you go to, you appeal to Chief Magistrate's Court with the value of the kind of matter must be below 50 million. So if you're still not satisfied, you can go to High Court, which is appellant court also, for Magistrate's Court, so that your issue is settled and can handle matter beyond 50 million. If you're not satisfied with High Court, you can go to... we have Supreme Court, we have Appellant Court to settle your issues amicably. And even with court, still this is why they give you that time for mediation. And if things fail, then the judge has to hear the case and then, you know, come up with a judgment. So basically, that is how when you have issues, that is the trail you have to follow, just in case you have issues on land and you need... assistance from someone to be able to settle those issues on land. It's just that, you know, I know sometimes we have issues of the fact that we report our cases, things are slowed down a little bit at court level.
And corruption.
Yes,
talk
and
about corruption. Yes.
Corruption has become a problem. So getting justice is sometimes hard, but people get it. But yeah. I know it's
but
very
what
hard.
I'm very sure of, you cannot go all through those procedures, all through those levels, from the LC to the district land board to the court, without getting justice?
You can. In Uganda, it is possible.
Really?
You're joking. Especially, sometimes we don't want to talk about this on air, but especially when the matter is involved, is when government is involved, comes really tricky. Like, whatever decisions they make, they have order from above.
Okay. Talking of cases of government.
Yes.
You cannot really be denied justice on all those levels if government is not involved. Maybe the person that you're having a dispute with is a very important person in the community, in the parliament.
They may not even be that prominent or known person or famous, or but they could be having money.
Rich people.
Yeah,
okay.
Rich. So as long as someone has something that is scratching the pocket, pocket talks now.
I hardly forget this is Uganda. Yes. Money walks.
Exactly. So sometimes people do fail actually to get justice at all levels. Like now, look at us. Like, literally, you think with these complaints we have written to those complaint mechanisms, international complaint mechanisms, do you think we did not actually exhaust all these national redress mechanisms? We did. Committee members, we told them, go to LC report. Go to this one. Let's go to the... We even went to the districts ourselves. Yeah, you get... Wanted sort of things with them. Let's have a dialogue together. Things like that. Everything was frustrated. Things are not easy on ground, by the way.
Yeah, this reminds me of India. In their courtroom, they have an idol. And that idol, they tie cloth, a dark cloth, on that idol. And somebody was telling me that means the law is blind. The law is blind. It can only see what you bring to them. And that is evidence.
Yes.
If you don't have evidence, you don't have money, you're doomed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why we keep telling people, please have evidence. Have something that shows that this land belongs to you, or I'm in possession of what? Of this land.
Yeah.
So, yeah, with the law, it's always evidence and evidence. They do not... They did not rely so much on emotional, you know, and then you're there.
However,
telling
sometimes
stories.
It does work.
It does, but to a small extent. You must have your evidence that backs up that emotional, you know, story that you have.
Yeah.
So, yeah, people must keep having what. So I just imagine, just in case, you know, things like the I imagine Uganda, how Uganda would look like if people actually respected the law, and we made sure everything as per the law is implemented or is enforced. I think Uganda would be a beautiful place where, you know, because Uganda says the court is independent, but there is nothing independent about it.
The like court imagine, works for the, it's like the court works for the government.
Yeah. Like imagine someone setting someone free. The court is like, you're set free. Or you're given bail for this matter, and the person steps out of court, and the next thing they grab you, you get, and they take you somewhere, and the next thing now, again there is another charge against you. You get,
yeah.
So a lot of things are happening. There is a case we worked on. We took it in court, like wanted to get a hearing date, and then we went to the judge's chambers just to, you know, so that she can fix a hearing day that is close. I'm telling you, the guy was like, you guys, how can you come up with such a case? You're the ones misleading people. You know, we're not in court. We're not even given the hearing date. This is rubbish. You cannot do this. People are in a wetland. The guy dismissed our matter before even we went to court. And then we're like, does this happen? No hearing date, no nothing, no. We haven't even heard our own side of the story. Dismiss the matter. We're like, what's happening?
I think the law would work. It would work where Uganda is a country that, you know, the law is independent, the court is independent. But one thing I realized with us Ugandans, we always want something for ourselves. that thing, it's for God and my stomach. I want to be well. Like, each thing I get
is me.
Yes. People are very greedy. They want everything for themselves. So, I think it would work, but because of that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Yeah.
And sometimes this makes these people a bit so vulnerable. Like, you find community members are like, the people that are supposed to actually defend us, the one siding with the police,
yeah,
with the people that are oppressed, with the oppressors. So you left at the mercy. They're left at the mercy of, I don't know, at the mercy of the people evicting to decide, what can I do for these ones? Maybe give them some transport to go wherever.
Mm.
Yes, in Chirandongo, people are given transport to go wherever, to leave their family, leave their land, their property, their transport. They give you something like 400,000. 400, 100.
Mm.
Go find yourself somewhere to sit in. And then you're like, why do you expect me to go with this money?
I know, nowhere. But that leaves us with something very crucial. Like, what are we going to do as Ugandans? We should hold our leaders accountable for each and everything.
Exactly.
Especially, since we only deal with matters with land, especially land ministry. How has it helped? How has it helped to stop these evictions, the land grabbing, forging of documents? Because it all starts from somewhere. It all starts from somewhere.
And it will start with us. Just if you want the law to be right, the people that are supposed to implement it must implement it. Let them enforce it. You get?
Mm.
It starts with us. Let them enforce it. Because if you're the police and you're supposed to respect people, protect people, protect them, you get?
Mm.
Protect them and things will be okay. If you're the registrar, and yes, people are supposed to bring titles, don't come up with forged what? So a lot of things are happening, but just in case people are doing things the right way, things would be really what?
Better. Yes. Actually,
so that we do not have the law that ends at the theoretical bit of it, but practically we have something else that is happening in the world, in Uganda.
Yes, Councillor Joan. Keep the conversations flowing. Mm. You can definitely join us on all our social media handles. We are available. Or you can send in a message or on our WhatsApp number, or you can directly call us so that we can keep the conversations flowing. But let's go in for a short commercial break. We shall be back.
Do you want to learn more about the legal nitty-gritty of land laws? Benefit from our programs at Witness Radio. We will teach you how you can protect your land from land grabbers. Are you a human rights activist? Do you want the voice of the voiceless to reach the authority responsible? Tune in to the People's Radio, Witness Radio. Listen to Witness Radio addressing land issues in your community on matters of land development that do not affect the people and the environment.
Oina mauli agakwata kuchibataka. Oba waliwo gwomanyi ngagobeddwa kuttaka. Oba ngebintu byebyonooneddwa olw'enkaayana z'ettaka. Oba ekibanja. Tegeza Witness Radio ngoita ku simu zaffe namba noti nye munya mukaga mwenda msanvu biri biri emu oba ya WhatsApp noti msanvu nya tano mwenda mukaga tano msanvu mukaga tano nandichi ensonga zirope butereevu ku kibanja chaffe echa Witness Radio ku www.witnessradio.org laba ku mapu eraga abantu n'ettaka eritwaliddwa olwojja kulaba ekigambo report eviction awoloopa bw'oba ogobeddwa ku ttaka bw'omala noonya ekitundu kyo gy'obeera ku mapu eno onyige ku kitundu kyo gy'obeera ku mapu kireete akatonyeza akalangi emyufu olwo okanyigeko jjuza foomu eyo onyige safe okutereka by'ojjuza teekamu ekifaananyi eky'ekitundu ky'ettaka eribbiddwa nyiga upload ng'osindikirako ekifaananyi.
Welcome back. For those that are sending in comments, thank you so very much. And we shall definitely answer you back. And I'd like us to keep these conversations flowing. You can talk about, because in Uganda we have rights. You know, we have a right to talk. So you can talk about anything.
A right to? A right to?
right to talk.
If someone can just hold the camera without saying anything, and
freedom of expression.
If someone has just has a camera, if they are beating up people with cameras,
actually those people should be sued, because journalists, we have our rights also. Yeah, but if you are facing land and environmental problems, kindly reach out to us so that we can be of help, or call us on our number, that is 0414697221, or you can go on our page, Witness Radio, www.witnessradio.org. Then click on the land evictions portal. When you click on the land evictions portal, it will bring a map, and that map will be showing you that the districts that have been affected. After that, somewhere that says report eviction, click there, and then you do as it follows. And then we are also on Twitter,
yeah,
on X at Witness Radio. Then on YouTube, Witness Radio. The episodes that we've been having here, they're always there, so that you can, you know, equip yourself with the knowledge of land laws. So I'd like to welcome back Councillor Joanne.
Thank you, Rita.
Yes.
Yeah. I hope now we are on the same page for those that actually requested for a recap. I hope you've been taken through how we handled it within the week. We cannot give it to you in details because it was a lot, but at least the summary bit of it is able to actually maybe go and do a little bit of small research on yourselves, so that you can get well equipped more with these laws, just as we discussed them along the week or within the week. And then we also looked at how best can people protect their rights on land? How best can you protect your, just in case probably there is a rumor someone wants to evict you, from your land, or probably the process is still going on, like there is a process of someone evicting you. What do you do? Just for starters, the first thing you do is, for those that are able, please get a caveat, lodge a caveat on the land. This caveat, you go to the registrar of titles, and then of course there's an application that you fill in, and then you must attach the documents to it to show that indeed you're the one in possession of the land, or you own the land. Then you get you also get witnesses that, you know, prove that you indeed what own this land. So you go and register the land, you lodge a caveat, and that caveat is to stop any person from actually doing any transaction on that land without your know, you get. So this caveat usually runs for 5 years, but they can renew it. They can renew it. And please do it with an aim. Don't just do it because you just have a feeling that, you know, something may happen. No, you must have a reason why you want to lodge a caveat on that land. It's either someone is threatening, or there is a rumor somewhere.
That so somebody that just wants to take your land. Don't wake up
in the morning and you're like, I need a caveat on that land. No.
Mm.
Because the moment they find out you're doing that, and probably the years have passed without, let's say 3 years, yet there is no legal action on the land, the registrar will withdraw that caveat through court. So please, you must have a reason as to why you're doing it. But just in case there's a rumor or there's a threat, please do that, and nothing will happen on that land until you have settled your matters amicably with whoever.
It's a temporary thing.
It's a temporary thing. And please, when you put it there, does not show that you're the owner. Because you could be having your Kalize agreement there, and then you put a caveat thinking you are the landlord. No. It is just to prevent the landlord from doing anything on that land without your permission. Yes. So it does not mean you're the owner of the land, but it will protect any dealings that you do not want to happen on the land. And if you do it, you put it there fraudulently or with unjustifiable reasons, you can pay for repercussions.
Okay.
You can be sued and pay for repercussions for doing that.
Does that also enclose the Bibanja? Those on Bibanja?
Whoever has a right to actually lodge a caveat on the land. So it must be just, you must have a justifiable reason, and it will maintain the status quo until, you know, you settle matters with that one that wants to do anything on your land. For those that, let's say if someone wants to evict you immediately, and they have come and they have faced you, and it's no longer a rumor or something, and they are in the process of evicting, please run to court. Court can give you a temporary injunction or permanent injunction that maintains the status quo of whatever is happening. If they are evicting, they'll stop. If they have demolished the house, they'll stop. So no further dealings will be done with that land until you have settled your issues with that person that is forcefully evicting you. So the status quo remains until matters have been settled. Sometimes court can, let's say if really government wants to take land and there's nothing we can do about it, and they must take it because they have a right to, because they feel it's going to benefit the what? Probably the country. The best thing they do is make sure, court makes sure that people are compensated adequately so that they are able to actually go to another place that actually looks like that. Because when we to look at the laws, they say if a project is to come, it's not supposed to leave people in a state, in a worse off state, or the state they were in. It's supposed to leave them in a state that is better.
Yes, yes.
So when a government wants land, it must make sure people are able to go to a place that is that familiar. If I'm staying in Zana, you give me money that can take me to Seguku.
Yes, yes, yes.
You get, because probably I have been running my business, and my businesses, I cannot put them in Masaka. Yes.
Okay.
So you make sure they are compensated adequately, given enough notice to see that, you know, they can try to wrap up a few things and also find where to settle and what and what so not. So
with all these cases that are coming up of compensation, the land acquisition things with the government, with all the projects that are going on, I don't think that is working for the locals, because they're literally left without anything. They're not being compensated adequately.
The challenge we have is the truth is, first of all, we Ugandans are so afraid. You get, like, yeah, people speak up, but they don't want to speak up about things that are very crucial. You get, we make noise over useless things. Important things, we don't. You get, like, people don't have time for very serious things. Have you realized it?
I know. People don't like too serious things.
Yeah, educative things, things that are going to move the country forward. Like, usually those discussions bore them. Have you ever posted something and it's very important, and then the people that will actually view the post, and then someone posts a video when they are nude and you see a lot of views and attention has been given, and I just don't get it. But the problem we have is, first of all, we do not speak up, you know. Second, we are ignorant.
Yeah.
You know that these people here, now like the locals you're talking about, some of them don't even know what to do.
Yes, they don't.
They don't know what to do. Like, they don't know their rights. They don't know where to start from. Because now, they are ignorant. People take advantage of their ignorance.
As long as someone mentions comes, the government.
Someone comes and
hands
says,
off.
The government wants this land, and the person like, what are you going to do? It is the government. Who are you to fight the government? You get.
Yeah.
That's what they will say. And then also the government is like, what can you do to me? I am the government. What are you going to do? You get? So that's the problem we're having. But the laws are there. It's just that practically, we're all thinking about different things. The locals are saying, we can't fight the government. The government is saying, what will you do to me? I am the government.
Yeah. Even when you go to court, I'm still the aid. Welcome
the
to
government.
Uganda. Welcome to Uganda. That is Uganda.
So that is what is happening. But when you look at the law, things are happening. Amendments are coming that, you know, people are really pushing, especially NGOs are really advocating and pushing for whatever is right for locals. And it is so the funniest thing is, yes, some of these laws are being enacted and enacted, but the implementation level is 0%. But people accept, even parliament, like, okay, members of parliament, yeah, we need that one. Yes, we need that law. You need something is missing. There is a gap that needs to be fixed. Then something comes up, and probably a law is enacted, and the next thing you know, nothing is happening. You get? So, yes, apart from lodging a caveat and the fact that you've gone to the court, and court probably allows to compensate you or comes up with an injunction, Another thing we can look at is please try to register your land. Please try to register your land. Because there's nothing that is going to protect your interests on land other than protecting. Make sure you register your land and you have something that shows that I actually am in possession of this land or I am the landowner. Get customary certificates of title. Get certificates of occupancy. Get lease agreements, you know, or lease titles. Please endeavor to get documents. Endeavor to get documents that show that I'm the one in possession of this land. So it is the best way that, you know, someone can actually protect themselves from being evicted off the land without, you know, just like that. Because most people, apparently what is disturbing us is, especially us who are trying to help out people that are complaining about land evictions, what we realized is most people that are being evicted, you try to look for ownership, what shows that you have a right to be on this land, and you fail to get it. And then you're like, how am I going to help this person? No sale agreement, no nothing. How did you come on this land? And the persons have been on this land for all this long. Even though that you, who have gotten land through the government, please tell the government to write a document that shows that actually it's the government that gave us here. Try to get a document that shows you have a right to be somewhere.
Yeah.
But even you make it hard for lawyers, because the law does not listen to anything that does not have evidence. No. The law looks at evidence. Everything is just, I don't know. To them, I don't know. If you don't have evidence, you have nothing to say. So please make sure you register your interests on land. Whichever small interest you have, register it so that we get to know what's the problem. For those that do lend money, please go and make sure they actually what? You go at the offices of the register to make sure that that mortgage is actually what? Shown on the title. Mm. You get. Because these days people sell off land. Before you, the lender knows, the land is in some other person's names. I understand the fact that if there is a mortgage, you have a right as a mortgager. But why waste all time? Just go and register the mortgage.
Yeah, actually, if our listeners have been so critical, we've been talking about documentation from the time we started the land tenures, from the freehold to leasehold to Maido and
customary.
Yes. Our council was specifically talking about documentation, how to get all those documents to show that you are owner of that land, at least something that shows that you own that land. We actually broadcasted all that information was there, how you can get a land title on customary, on Maido,
on leasehold,
and freehold. So you can actually go back and do a recap of everything. Yes, Council.
So basically, please, we urge you to go register your interest on land. If you have a case or a dispute that you have on land, go report. We understand the fact that sometimes it may be very hard for you to get justice when it comes to the national remedies or national redress mechanisms. Please, we have the Human Rights Commission. Go file your complaint. They have the right to carry out investigations just like any other court. The Human Rights Commission has a right to listen to people having issues, any land matter in Uganda. So just file your complaint with them. You can either go to their offices and visit them, or they have an email. Just go on the website, you check, and everything will be there. And they will actually also tell you how to write that complaint. To them, within the week, we actually took you through how you can actually do what? File a complaint with them. But for those who did not listen, it is so sad. You can go back and keep, you know, doing a recap of what we did. But we really request you to, if it fails, please go. Go to the Human Rights Commission, lodge your complaints. It will look through the matter, come up with recommendations, carry out investigations as much as they can, so that you can what? Get a redress. So there is no need to worry. Everything will actually come to what? To pass. And there are also other issues, other international bodies that you can actually complain to, you know, just in case you have issues. There are international bodies that you can complain to. There are accountability mechanisms where you can write complaints and your issues can be heard. So thank you.
Thank you so very much, Council. Since it's a weekend, Council, where are you taking me?
Where should we go?
I don't know.
Where do you... We go to CJ's and eat some chicken wings and, you know.
I don't know, but whatever. We shall definitely find where to go and
we
chill.
We need to eat our money.
Definitely. And you also need to eat yours because you work hard for it.
True.
Don't really take my advice. Do what suits your pocket. But thank you so much for listening to Witness Radio program, Know Your Land and Environmental Rights. I am Rita Bavidier. Until next time, have a blessed weekend.